Dave, and Darren.
Come on, let's go, you guys. Jeez, brother. Look at it.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
I would say hello.
Yes, well, that's appropriate. That's a good way to start the show, I believe, with salutations. Watched a little bit of Charlotte's Web over the weekend.
For what reason?
It was on. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, this will be fun for the family to watch. We watched Mouse Hunt. Have you ever heard of this movie, Mouse Hunt? Nathan Lane and Lee Evans inherit this old house, and there's this mouse that's not interested in leaving. This movie came out in 1997, and it was on Amazon. It was part of the free movies.
I remember it at the time.
It was part of the, like, free movies, and I thought, well, that's great. We're already paying for this. Let's watch this. You know, instead of going out and renting a movie, why don't we watch some of these movies I'm already paying for?
Is Nathan Lane being zany?
I got to tell you something about this Mouse Hunt. It's not a movie that I was very much aware of when it came out in 1997. This movie's hilarious.
Ah.
I laughed the entire time. Christopher Walken plays this insane exterminator. It's great. I mean, if you're looking for a fun movie and you want to watch a movie with, like, you know, some kids, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay.
They get this jacuzzi tub and it's got this cardboard lady in
it. You're pretty sure we can get it for free.
If you have Amazon, it's on Amazon Prime right now for free. And I know I'm probably telling you all a movie that you've seen 500 times, and it's just something that I'm just now discovering. But as far as movies, it was like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Mouse Hunt, but not Mouse Trap.
Yeah.
Was there a Mouse Trap? There's the board game.
Well, there's Death Trap. That's a different movie
entirely.
There's
Clue.
I wouldn't watch that with my family.
Clue a couple different times.
They're doing,
got turned into a movie.
Yeah, now Clue as a movie is on one of the streaming services. And
was
I thought
there ever
about
a movie version? A theatrical release of Candyland?
Todd. I don't know about Candyland. I'm sure there will be a Candyland movie. I mean, they're turning all of the board games into films. Battleship was a movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jumanji's a hit franchise now. This Mouse Hunt, I'm telling you, I think you'd love it.
Yeah.
I think adults would love it. It's just screwy.
All right.
And fun.
I like screwy.
I really liked it. I'm just, someone pointed out on Twitter that all of my movie reviews seem to be, it was fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's how we feel.
We don't put in the same effort that Mike Schultz did or does.
No. No. And
he takes it much more seriously than we do.
So then I had to go and research this Mouse Hunt because I'm like, how have I never heard of this? And, I'm reading Roger Ebert's review, and he's like, this movie sucks, and you don't care about the people that are in the movie, and it's not very good, and the special effects aren't that good.
Where did that get you, Roger Ebert?
Well, I'll say this. I liked it a lot, so there.
Okay.
That's my review.
And the rest of the family liked it, too, or were you alone?
The three of us.
All cackled.
Were howling.
Oh, good.
I was laughing out loud.
Sounds like a fun family moment.
And you get the movie knocked out in like 90 minutes?
Yeah.
It was great.
On with the rest of your day.
It was great, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Nathan Lane is hilarious in this thing. At one point, they're selling this house that they were left by their father. It turns out the house they thought was worthless. It's worth quite a lot of money. And there's this Arab guy there for the auction of the house. And Nathan Lane just walks up to this Arab guy and he goes, "Oh, Hakuna Matata," and then just walks away. It's got like a very Three Stooges quality about it.
Okay.
Again, it's a movie that's almost 25 years old. So this has been Dave Reviews Movies That Are Old Enough to Drink.
That you can get for nothing.
Yeah. Like to give
you're not looking to spend money on movies. This one's for you.
That's not a bad idea for a podcast. A review of movies that you can watch
for
nothing.
On demand for free.
Or you're already paying for
it. Or maybe they're at the library.
No, that's not bad. At the library. Watched Blade Runner. Did I tell you this?
Hollywood on a Budget.
Yeah. Blade Runner was on Netflix, so I thought I'd watch that for the first time in a long time. It takes place in November of 2019. And having lived through November 2019, not that long ago...
Didn't resemble anything?
Not really.
No?
No. They got robots that look like human beings.
Well, we've got those.
They got flying cars, and they got workplaces where you can just sit and smoke at your desk.
Ah.
And that was the last one I thought, okay, well, now I'm taken out of the movie. I can't get into this because that doesn't make any sense.
No vaping.
You ever been to a hibachi restaurant? You know where they cut up the shrimp and the chicken right in front of you?
Yes. Would you do something like that?
Oh, I have done, and I enjoyed it immensely.
Okay.
And we were just having this conversation the other day here at the house because...
My mom was mentioning the other day that she wanted to go.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I said, well, yeah, it doesn't have to be somebody's birthday to go.
That's the problem, is I was mentioning this, and I thought, you know, the boy would love it.
Yeah.
Especially like when they cut up the onions and they make a little volcano, and they... I said, this is the thing. They chop up the food, and then they throw it right in your mouth.
And they pee on you?
They what?
Well, they've got a little doll that basically they're using, it's got water in it, and it's like just a spray bottle, but the little guy drops his pants and pees.
Oh my God, he'd love that.
Yeah, he would like that.
I'd love that. I was explaining, I go, imagine. He would love
it. Now, don't tip him off that happens.
No, I don't
just
want to
let it happen naturally.
It's an organic experience. I was explaining, it's like Genghis Grill, or what do they call it here?
Osaka.
No, what's the Mongolian grill?
Mongolian grill.
Mongolian grill.
That's what it's called.
No, but isn't there another? What's?
Oh, there's the Hoo Hut.
Hoo Hut. That's the one I couldn't think of. The one that's by Capriati's.
Yes.
The Hoo Hut. And he likes to go to that. And I thought, and I said, imagine if you
a little more formal. Yeah.
Imagine if you sat at a table and that they were right in front of you that you like to watch and tip those guys. And if they cut the meat up and just threw it right in your mouth.
And he's
like, that's not, you're making that up.
Well, it's usually egg. They try to throw egg in your mouth.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Why wouldn't, I mean, it's all the stuff that we love.
Yeah.
So I said, well, we should do that. And then I naturally said, we don't have any birthdays coming up for quite a while.
Doesn't have to be a birthday.
It's not a great business model if you only can go to the restaurant for someone's birthday, is it?
No, but people, that's a favorite place for your birthday.
Right. Well, in Arkansas...
Maybe you could take my mom. She wants to go, and in case I can't get free...
I'm telling you, I'm looking for an excuse.
Yes.
So, yes. Tell your mom we can pick her up around 6. How late are they open? I wasn't even sure if that place was even still open. I had to Google it because I thought, I don't even know if it's still a thing.
It is.
It is still a thing.
Yes.
This woman in Arkansas dealing with second-degree burns.
Well, yeah, you don't lean on what is the table.
This was at the
grill.
Kimono Japanese Steakhouse in Paragould, Arkansas.
I've got no skin on either of my elbows.
She was celebrating her birthday during the incident. The chef made a heart with liquid and then set it on fire, and the flames went so high that both the chef and the birthday girl got burnt. She's dealing with second-degree burns.
Happy birthday to me, I guess.
She ran to the bathroom to get water, and when she looked up in the mirror, she realized her eyelashes were completely gone.
That's a good look.
And her eyebrows were singed, and part of her hair was gone as well. So she's got an infection on her eyelids as a result of this hibachi experience. The restaurant, by the way, paid for her meal.
Don't worry about the tip.
She's still going to sue, but the restaurant said, the meal, that's gratis. There's this video that's going...
Only her, though. Not the rest of your guests.
No.
Just you.
No,
you're the only one we caught on fire.
We only pay for...
Listen, as far as I can see, you're the only one we caught on fire. And this guy is foregoing his tip, but only from you.
Is this Paul Stanley, by the way? Have you seen this video? This is something that's gone viral in the last 12 hours. I want you to check out this video of what appears to be Paul Stanley. But tell me I'm wrong. This is a show that happened pretty recently. There's a flashbang of fire.
Yeah.
And then his hair gets on fire.
Yeah.
And he continues to sing and play and perform. I believe it's Rock and Roll All Night.
Well, the one guy tries.
The guy is trying to bash his head in to get the fire out. It's not working. And then they get a couple of different crew members to
put
Paul Stanley out.
Boy, I don't know. Why is the other members of Kiss, and he just keeps playing.
Yeah.
The other members are, that must be like a hairball or something.
It's got to be, right?
Because like, the guys that are playing with him aren't Kiss.
Does Kiss, when they play, do they have other guys on stage?
Not that I remember.
He sure looks an awful lot like Paul Stanley.
Well, there's a lot of makeup.
Except for the hair being on fire. That's kind of a dead giveaway.
While
the back of his head is on fire, and not a little bit on fire.
You would think, though, if you were going to do a Kiss tribute, or one of those hairball type things.
Don't do a Great White tribute.
That you might as well and go ahead and get the fire retardant hair.
With all the pyrotechnics?
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes all the sense in the world.
For sure.
That's why he's probably not panicking.
If you're gonna
this stuff can take a lot. This wig can take a lot.
I'm not concerned.
Just go ahead and put it out.
Somebody come over here and put this out.
This wig can actually take a lightning strike. So you think a little fire is good? No.
And if you have like the fake Gene Simmons in your Kiss tribute band, he does that thing where the demon spits fire, right? So
yes.
Everything should be flame retardant to a degree. But this wig this guy's wearing is clearly not flame retardant. Or that's not his actual hair. I'm willing to...
No, that's not his hair. Okay. That's not Paul Stanley's hair either.
But that's not Paul Stanley.
No.
But it's a guy who, I will say, as far as the show must go on,
yeah.
This guy handles with the back of his head being on fire a lot cooler than any of us would have.
Well, he's more of a trooper than Michael Jackson, for sure.
It's a great point. You want to get to the top five
things? Let's do it. Dave and Darren. Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by Sense Inspections, quality home property and commercial inspections. Thinking of buying or selling a home, it pays to be informed. Call John and Becky at Sense Inspections at 563-265-5111 to book your home or commercial building inspection today, or go to the website, which is inspectwithsense.com, for more information and book online. Serving the Quad Cities, the professionals at Sense Inspections can help gauge the physical condition of any property, enabling you to make an informed purchasing decision or help get pre-sale or for sale by owner ready. Don't let somebody else choose the house inspector. You make the decision. Sense Inspections offers independent, unbiased home, expert home inspections, and will provide a report with constructive tips and recommendations. Again, the website is inspectwithsense.com for more information and answers to frequently asked questions. Sense Inspections takes the stress out of home and property buying and selling. The phone number again, 563-265-5111, or visit inspectwithsense.com and book your inspection today. It just makes sense. And don't forget to mention us, Nacho Radio. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including the cold turkey, slow-roasted homemade turkey, provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. It's absolutely delicious. Make sure you turn your favorite sandwich, whatever that might be, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Like them on Facebook. They're open 7 days a week. And, of course, when you're there making your order, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Best deal in town.
There's
not a better deal
anywhere
that I'm aware of.
And that's why we're involved.
Yes.
Best deal in
number
town.
Number one.
Best deal in town, if we could just get people to realize it.
Number one in our top five things. I know this is your favorite time of year coming up. I'm referring to the Lenten season.
Yes.
Because you are a man who enjoys his fish sandwiches. And I deals.
Do. And deals.
Getting deals on a fish sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I'll take advantage of it.
They're saying this year there's going to be something of a fish sandwich war between the restaurants.
Some sort of Higgler-Squiggler thing.
Yes.
With your cod sandwich.
Yes. Arby's declaring war on the Filet-O-Fish. They're announcing their new fish and cheddar sandwich.
Yes, that's already available.
Are you intrigued?
It's available already.
Fish and cheddar.
Yeah.
Does cheddar cheese complement fish?
Well, they put cheese on the filet of fish.
Yeah. That's just American cheese.
That is American cheese.
Would cheddar be a better complement? Would that be better?
It'd be fine. Just like your movie review.
Arby's,
it's okay. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Backflips over a fish sandwich?
I sat and thought about it, and it's like, you know, the two movies, like if I look at the last year, movies that I've really, really loved.
Free.
Paddington 2.
Yes.
And Mouse Hunt.
Yeah, I remember you.
I love children's movies, apparently.
That's
where my head's at.
That's where you're at right now.
Yeah. So Arby's is saying, look.
I also like to take baths.
Fish is meat. It's just ocean meat.
Yes.
And they say
it's chicken of the sea.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what tuna is. Not all fish. All fish isn't chicken of the sea.
Well, they're not, no one's serving up a tuna sandwich. Well, tuna salad sandwich. I don't know. I take that back. Oh, whatchamacallits might be have, they might have a tuna sandwich.
The Arby's campaign makes fun of
Portillo's
the size.
Might have a tuna sandwich.
The size and square shape of the McDonald's fish sandwich. I've been to Portillo's exactly twice since they opened.
Yeah. You championed it. Well, I guess you didn't champion it. You just basically said it never happened.
I didn't think it was going to happen. I've been there.
It was more than you didn't think it was going to happen. You had proof positive it would never happen.
That's what I was told. Arby's taking shots at the square.
Well, just remember who told you that. Remember who told you that, and don't ever trust those people again.
Well, there you go. The campaign is stop eating Filet-O-Fishes, eat Arby's crispy fishes. Is that something?
Not only go to our school, don't go to that school.
It's not enough to succeed.
Yeah,
others must fail.
Others must fail.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gore Vidal.
And let me just say this. Gore Vidal knew a little something about a fish sandwich.
Damn, yes. Although.
Just saying.
I think he. Number two on our top five things, Disney announcing their...
Or knew nothing about a fish sandwich.
I don't know what you're getting at.
I was just saying something to say something.
Mm-hmm. Gore Vidal, not...
I mean, you guys all figure it
Gore
out.
Gore Vidal, more of a sausage connoisseur than a fish sandwich fella.
Gotcha.
I believe.
Uh-huh.
Did you see Wheel of Fortune last week?
Link or Patty? Link.
No Patty, I can promise you that.
No Patty allowed.
Wheel of Fortune last week had two different puzzles that people wanted us to know about. One was a puzzle that they thought, what is... I got all these texts where people are like... Is Darren coming up with the puzzles now? Did you see this?
You could do worse.
The puzzle was just something like, I'm busy relaxing.
Mm.
What's the puzzle on Wheel of Fortune? I'm brushing up on my Italian sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Where you mix up two things together. Brushing up on my Italian sausage. What is...
You mean brushing up against my Italian sausage?
Well, they got in trouble because... People were clutching their pearls going, well, that's so risque. We can't have that on our beloved Wheel of Fortune.
A lot of pearl clutching.
But
going
there was a puzzle. It was, I'm catching up and doing some relaxing.
Nice.
Like, what is Brudon? Why is that a puzzle?
What time of night is it on Saturday?
Number two, Disney now saying that they're going to be selling wedding dresses. Princess wedding dresses for women who still haven't grown up.
Plus sizes? Are those available?
Yeah, give me the Ursula gown. The Disney Fairy Tale Weddings Collection, a 16 dress line that includes silhouettes inspired by The Little Mermaid.
Oh, I want to be a princess.
Aladdin.
A Disney princess.
And Cinderella. Prices range from $1,200 all the way up to $10,000.
Now, what would you be thinking of that as if you were a groom?
If I was engaged to get married,
and my
fiance said, I'm going to be getting the wedding gown from the princess, the Disney princess line,
uh-huh.
I'd say, that sounds great. And then I would get the hell out of town,
uh-huh.
And that would be the last time we talked.
Before she...
I would run...
Try to turn you into a candle.
I would run like the wind before the church bells
Thank
rang.
Thank you, Christopher Cross.
I would be gone. Like, it would just be in the cartoons. There would just be a silhouette of the dust of where my form was. They say so many brides grow up admiring their favorite Disney princess characters.
Yeah, but then you need to grow
journeys.
Out of that.
Great. I'm going to show up dressed as a scarecrow from the Wizard
Daniel
of Oz.
Boone.
I'm going to be Davy Crockett.
I'm Davy Crockett.
Is this what we're doing?
Daniel Boone was a man.
I'm going to dress like Goofy. Has anyone got a problem with that? Because that's my...
I'm going to dress up like the Go-Go Gophers. What do you think of that?
Not a Disney property, but I don't hate it. Begging the Colonel's pardon, sir. Bully. Go-Go Gophers, I will say, it's one of my favorite cartoons from being a kid. Hard to watch now.
Yeah, I get it.
Super racist.
No, I get it.
Yeah, the Beauty and the Beast design has an off-the-shoulder ball gown. And the Ariel dress is a mermaid-style cut. They'll be unveiling it next month during New York Bridal Fashion Week. And, you can get these dresses for $1,200 to $10,000 in case you want to marry, again, a woman. If a woman, like, you haven't grown up, is what you're saying here. So maybe, yes, maybe marriage isn't something you should do. Wouldn't you feel a little creepy if you were getting married to a woman? She's like,
I want to be a wife, baby.
That would be a turnoff for me.
No, I don't. You don't need that. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They are in the Village of East Davenport, 2115 East 12th Street. And they have their bridal sale that is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement rings, starting at just $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. GIA is the world's foremost authority on diamonds. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30, and then on Saturday from 10 till 3. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And of course, when you're there and you make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. The Impossible Cheesesteaks are available now at Capriati's, so get in on that. Anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards for any occasion, because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Taste the Capriati's difference. And, of course, when you're making your order, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Here's the 309 text. This is somebody who took a screen capture of it. The puzzle is just, I'm quite busy relaxing.
There you go.
It's are you writing the puzzles for Wheel of Fortune?
Maybe.
You're doing a little moonlighting on the show,
it's,
are you?
It's a side hustle.
Number three.
Actually, that's a good, thanks for that. That'd be a good puzzle, moonlighting.
Just moonlighting? That's TV show, moonlighting. Yeah.
Moonlighting.
Yeah. I got this this next story. This is in Las Vegas, and it takes place at Fremont Street, the Fremont Street Experience.
Yes.
When was the last time you were in Vegas? How long has it been?
I don't know, a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Fremont Street Experience.
That's downtown. I've never been there.
Yeah, downtown is a whole different vibe.
Yes.
When I went for the first time in Vegas in the mid-90s, we were downtown for 3 nights before someone explained to us
you're not on the strip,
that we weren't on the strip.
Boy, this does seem, this just doesn't look like the movies I've seen.
It was so dinky, and it's just all old people and oxygen machines.
Yes.
And this old lady said, you don't see too many kids your age downtown.
What do you mean downtown?
What do you mean downtown? Like,
well, most of the young people go to the strip, honey.
Strip. Oh, that's, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
Let's get on the bus.
And then we got on the bus, which is a mistake.
Yeah.
Because a homeless man kept threatening to give us AIDS the whole ride. Mm. That was fun. But yeah, when we got to the strip, it's like, which is not well, something, this is Las Vegas.
This is like we went over the hill, and it's like, there it is.
Well, now they're like trying to hip up the downtown.
Yes. And they have been for a while.
Yes. Yes, the Fremont Street Experience is something they had in the 90s when I went, where it's this massive LED board where they just show cartoons that fly over your head. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, if you go to Vegas and you got a couple hours to kill and you want to do something different, I would recommend going to downtown for like, you know, five and a half hours.
Yeah.
Not six. Certainly not six. One of the things they have to try and drum up interest in going there at the Fremont Street Experience is this zip line.
Yeah.
Where you zip line the entire length of the downtown. We did that, a couple of buddies and I. Oh, gosh, this is a long time ago.
Go ahead and jump off the stratosphere, too, if you'd like.
Yeah, that's another thing. The zip line, though, I mean, they hook you up in this, and it's not comfortable at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's essentially,
it cuts the crotch.
They imagine having your crotch just tied in knots. And then being
it's like when the gorilla got all tied up in the rafters at a Quad City Thunder game, and they had to bring in the fire department with the ladder to go get him.
Was that the Phoenix Suns gorilla or the Thunder had their own gorilla?
The Thunder had their own gorilla. And he got tied up. He was supposed to rappel down to the ground, and he dropped about 3 or 4 feet and
then
stopped.
Just was stuck
and
there.
Just hung there. And you could tell that harness was not compromising.
You could have had an Owen Hart situation. That could have ended badly.
Yeah, or...
Yeesh. So the thing is about this zip line, it's fun for, you know, the 20 seconds that you're on it. Yeah. You wait in line for a while, and then they push you, and you can go and race
your
friends.
Look at me, I'm flying.
Right. So this is something that happened here the other day. A 15-year-old boy was on the zip line, and he urinated on the people below as he sped through the attraction.
I know what he was doing while he was waiting in line. I'll have another big gulp, please.
The 15-year-old...
So he just kind of... Oh, boy.
Yeah,
you can't... See, that's why you can't have anything nice.
The 15-year-old boy drenched everyone below in urine. One tourist from Honolulu said to the news down there, Fox 5 Las Vegas, quote, "Like a lot of liquid coming from above us, just showering from head to toe, our back and the top of the head dripping down, and we thought it was some sort of water, like maybe drinks or beer. It was not drinks or beer. It was pee."
Well, and for those that were looking up.
No thanks. Marketing director says that the teenager's parents are apologizing for the incident.
He is not.
It is not clear whether this boy urinated on people accidentally, or if it was the result of some sort of hilarious prank.
Or necessity.
Well,
I gotta go.
Yeah, I could see maybe you get excited. If you have that kind of bowel, maybe you shouldn't be.
Well, it sounds like
or bladder,
it sounds
not bowel.
Like, it sounds like our little dog Joe Cinco.
You wouldn't have him zip line anytime soon?
Well, not so much now.
Yeah.
But when we first got him.
Yeah.
If you went to go pick him up and he was kind of still a little skittish,
mm-hmm.
he would zip line. Not the best.
Number four.
Number four on our top five things. World record salami, Gore Vidal. If
Thank
you're listening,
you.
They've made the world's largest salami. Now this is not something you could get in your glove box. By the way, did you ever share with us what kind of processed meat you had in your car for the winter?
You know what? I forgot to do
it. Did you really risk it?
I did. I did risk it. But I haven't.
I don't even know who you are.
I haven't taken any trips either. Mm. And I don't think I will. I don't think I'll be going anywhere.
So if you were to go to, say, Kansas City or Chicago for a concert, then you would have some sort of beef product in your car.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just haven't had occasion.
I haven't had a chance. I haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes a little bit more sense.
Because... But you're right to call me out on it.
It's
a mistake that I shouldn't have, you know, made.
I'm not trying to call you out. There's just been a lot of interest from the listeners. I completely forgot that it was a thing. But on the text line of 470-23-NACHO...
Well, I've disappointed
everybody. Well, I don't want you beating yourself up about
this. Well, I'm going to.
I'm just telling you that this is something that the people question was asked.
And
when questions get asked, I want to give answers.
Listen, this is what I would... No. Don't do as I do as I say.
The salami, they say, is larger than the Statue of Liberty.
Mm.
So large that it took more than 100 people more than a month to make this salami. Small town in Argentina shattering the record for the world's largest salami. It's bigger than the Statue of Liberty.
So now it's just a matter of come and get yours?
Yeah,
you just what?
They're just
selling off hunks now?
The longest salami is 99.5 meters. The Statue of Liberty is 93 meters. Meters what? 3 feet? The world record-breaking salami weighs 278 kilos. I don't know how much that is. Is that a lot?
I refuse to learn the
metric system.
What's the street value? You'll have to know this when you grow up.
A salami? People that were present at the unveiling of this gargantuan salami were given a chance then to taste it at a culinary festival.
And
down there. The gigantic salami took 36 days and more than 100 people to put together. So, I mean, that's a marvel of modern engineering, isn't it? How in the world do you get that many people to work?
I can fit some in my glove box.
Well, Some. You gotta head your way down to Argentina.
And I just cleaned out my glove box, by the way.
Why'd you do that?
Just because you end up with a bunch of receipts and stuff you don't really need.
This is my glove box experience. I open it when I get a new car, and then I open it when I sell a car to see if I have anything in there, and I don't.
I mean, do I have to have a receipt from 3 years ago that said I paid for an oil change?
Let me ask you this. You ever put your gloves in a glove box?
I don't ever get gloves.
What about when it's super cold? You don't own a pair of gloves?
Well, I don't. If I had gloves, if I had like gloves that I would wear when it's really cold.
It's really just the manual box, because that's where you keep the car's manual.
Yes.
That you never read, because they use that page numbering system that makes no sense. 15-3. How about just 38?
The sort of gloves that I would wear are barely going to fit in a glove box. I mean, I don't have like.
How big are your gloves?
Well, they're kind of puffy.
Puffy gloves.
Yeah, puffy gloves. Hmm. Huh.
So you got puffy gloves.
Yeah. Hmm. Wait a minute.
Where have I heard these
before? I saw
before?
You on that Brood commercial. You look...
Raji!
Yeah, I don't have like opera gloves or anything. Those would actually fit.
Has anyone ever in their lives put gloves in the glove box? It seems like such an antiquated thing.
Do people still wear rubber gloves to wash dishes?
No, well, if they're... Why would you do that? People do that.
They did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it to like protect your?
It's so your skin doesn't.
Yeah, dry out.
Dry out. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That's like
save your nails and that sort of thing. Keep your nails pretty.
You're soaking in it.
You know, I like
number five.
When they used to wear the show their legs.
Finally, number five on our top five things. I know there's a pair of rubber gloves under our sink, but I don't know who the hell uses them. I think. Maybe it came with the house. Why would you?
Wedding gift?
Here you go.
Here you go.
Some rubber gloves.
It's a pair of rubber gloves.
May God bless your marriage. Here's rubber gloves. Finally, a new study from the University of British Columbia. If you want to improve your sleep.
Yes.
This is a tip you can use. That they say, science says, will help
science.
You get a much deeper sleep.
Yes.
It's the scent of your romantic partner. Take a big whiff of your lover's shirt before you go to sleep. It'll knock you right out.
Hmm.
Researchers found that study participants who were exposed to their partner's scent overnight experienced better sleep quality, even if their partner was not physically present. They say there's evidence that merely sleeping with a partner's scent improves your sleep efficiency. These were people that they studied, and just the smell of somebody, now somebody that you know and that you sleep with ordinarily, it promotes better sleep.
I suppose.
To capture body odor on t-shirts, participants were given a clean t-shirt to wear for 24 hours, and they were said, don't smoke, don't put on any cologne, don't use any deodorant, we just want your funk on here. And then the t-shirts
were frozen.
Why don't you go
grow some funk of your own?
My body stunk, but I kept my funk. Then they would use these shirts.
Couldn't I just burn
over their pillows?
Couldn't I just light a Gwyneth Paltrow candle and
see if that works? If you sleep with Gwyneth Paltrow, maybe that would work.
Bet it would.
Yeah, I don't.
Although that might keep me up all night.
Yeah, I'd just be afraid. I'd be afraid in the middle of the night she's going to get up and...
Well, she's got a bunch of goofy ideas, and I don't know what kind of goofy idea you're going to come up with while I'm sleeping.
I might be into it. I might be terrified by it. Good point. That's going to do it for today's edition of the Top 5 Things.
Which is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmolinecoffee.com. And the podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today. You'll have access to everything we've done and specialty programming, including patron-only shows, including a patron-only show that'll be happening this week. So, be looking for that. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And now you can get it grilled as well. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And if you're having a get-together, let Capriotti's do all the work for groups of all sizes. If you're there just for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
This is going great.